Jet Set from Pearson EDI, Level 3 Listening Test, Junior Version, Version 12. Do not start this test until the supervisor tells you to start. This test has 20 questions. There are two parts. Both parts have 10 questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 2 minutes to look at the questions for each part. Then you will listen and try to choose the correct answers to the questions. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You will then hear each part again and try to answer any questions you may have missed. Now, look at the front of your answer sheet and see how to mark your answers. Now wait until the supervisor tells you to open your question paper. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part one. Part 1. Read the questions, listen to the recording, and select True, A, or False, B. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning. This is the Cambridge Health Centre. Carol speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. My name's Kevin Williams. Can I make an appointment to see the doctor, please?
Of course. Which doctor do you want to see?
I like Dr. Gordon, but the appointment isn't for me. It's for my friend, Alex. He doesn't live around here. He's visiting from Scotland. Last night he said he felt ill. He had a pain in his stomach. He didn't sleep very well. And this morning he has a headache and a sore throat.
Does your friend have a high temperature?
I don't know. Do you think he might have flu? There's a lot of it about.
It isn't my job to say if he has flu or not. The doctor will need to see him. Dr. Gordon is away on holiday at the moment, but Dr. Jones can see your friend this evening at 6:20.
That's great. Usually I have to wait 2 or 3 days for an appointment.
Yes, your friend is lucky. Somebody just cancelled an appointment, so Dr. Jones is free. What is your friend's full name?
It's Alexander James Macbeth.
Is that Macbeth like the Shakespeare play?
Yes, we always used to laugh at him when we were at school.
And his date of birth, please?
Let me think. He's a year younger than me, and his birthday's in January. It's January the 14th, 1982.
And his address?
Oh, I'm not sure. He moved house last month and I don't know his new address.
It's okay. He can fill in the form when he comes here this evening. So that's 6:20 with Dr. Jones.
Thanks. I'll come with him because he doesn't know the area very well. Bye.
You will now hear the recording again.
Good morning. This is the Cambridge Health Centre. Carol speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. My name's Kevin Williams. Can I make an appointment to see the doctor, please?
Of course. Which doctor do you want to see?
I like Dr. Gordon, but the appointment isn't for me. It's for my friend, Alex. He doesn't live around here. He's visiting from Scotland. Last night he said he felt ill. He had a pain in his stomach. He didn't sleep very well. And this morning he has a headache and a sore throat.
Does your friend have a high temperature?
I don't know. Do you think he might have flu? There's a lot of it about.
It isn't my job to say if he has flu or not. The doctor will need to see him. Dr. Gordon is away on holiday at the moment, but Dr. Jones can see your friend this evening at 6:20.
That's great. Usually I have to wait 2 or 3 days for an appointment.
Yes, your friend is lucky. Somebody just cancelled an appointment, so Dr. Jones is free. What is your friend's full name?
It's Alexander James Macbeth.
Is that Macbeth like the Shakespeare play?
Yes, we always used to laugh at him when we were at school.
And his date of birth, please?
Let me think. He's a year younger than me, and his birthday's in January. It's January the 14th, 1982.
And his address?
Oh, I'm not sure. He moved house last month and I don't know his new address.
It's okay. He can fill in the form when he comes here this evening. So that's 6:20 with Dr. Jones.
Thanks. I'll come with him because he doesn't know the area very well. Bye.
End of part one. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part two. Part 2. Read each question, listen to the recording, and select the correct answer, A, B, or C. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice. Now, here is some information about the Sahara Desert. The Sahara Desert is the world's largest and driest hot desert. It covers 10% of Africa, including Algeria, Chad, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, and Tunisia. The total area of the desert is over 9 million square kilometers. Most people imagine the Sahara Desert as mile after mile of sand, but there are also mountains in the desert, and some of them are volcanoes. The tallest of these mountains is in northern Chad. It is over 3,000 meters high. The lowest part of the desert is in Egypt. It is 133 meters below sea level. As well as mountains, there are also hills made of sand called sand dunes. D-U-N-E-S. The highest of these sand dunes is 152 meters high. About 25% of the Sahara Desert is made up of sand dunes, but the land in the desert changes all the time because of the wind. There are also areas made of salt and stone. Because the environment is so hot and dry, there are very few plants. But even so, there are approximately 500 different kinds of plant, mostly thin grasses and small trees. The Sahara is also home to about 70 different kinds of animal. There are about 20 kinds of large animal, such as the spotted hyena, and many smaller creatures, such as foxes, rabbits, and snakes. The Sahara Desert is hot and dry today, but it used to be very cold. Between 8,000 and 10,000 years ago, the desert was covered in ice. Then the ice melted, and there was heavy rain until about 5,000 years ago. Today, there is only 25 millimeters of rain a year. The only river in the Sahara Desert is the River Nile, that flows from Central Africa to the Mediterranean Sea. You will now hear the recording again. Now, here is some information about the Sahara Desert. The Sahara Desert is the world's largest and driest hot desert. It covers 10% of Africa, including Algeria, Chad, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, and Tunisia. The total area of the desert is over 9 million square kilometers. Most people imagine the Sahara Desert as mile after mile of sand. But there are also mountains in the desert, and some of them are volcanoes. The tallest of these mountains is in northern Chad. It is over 3,000 meters high. The lowest part of the desert is in Egypt. It is 133 meters below sea level. As well as mountains, there are also hills made of sand called sand dunes. D-U-N-E-S. The highest of these sand dunes is 152 meters high. About 25% of the Sahara Desert is made up of sand dunes, but the land in the desert changes all the time because of the wind. There are also areas made of salt and stone. Because the environment is so hot and dry, there are very few plants. But even so, there are approximately 500 different kinds of plant, mostly thin grasses and small trees. The Sahara is also home to about 70 different kinds of animal. There are about 20 kinds of large animal, such as the spotted hyena, and many smaller creatures, such as foxes, rabbits, and snakes. The Sahara Desert is hot and dry today, but it used to be very cold. Between 8,000 and 10,000 years ago, the desert was covered in ice. Then the ice melted, and there was heavy rain until about 5,000 years ago. Today, there is only 25 millimeters of rain a year. The only river in the Sahara Desert is the River Nile, that flows from Central Africa to the Mediterranean Sea. End of part 2. You now have an additional 5 minutes to transfer your answers to the OMR sheet. That is the end of the test.